Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
That's Wama man say ya, wama mwa. Ohine wama mwa. Hey, wama man say ya, wama mwa. Mima wama biyo. Sing it one more time. Wama mwa. Wama man say ya. Wama mwa. Sing it for the last time. Eh, wa ma memwa. Wa ma manseya. Oh, wa ma memwa. Bring your music. Busy, wa ma memwa. Wa ma manseya. Wa ma memwa. Mima wa mobiyo. Sing it for the last time. Wa ma memwa. Wama man say ya, wama mengwa mima wamobio. Help me, ha wama mengwa, wama man say ya, ini wama mengu amima wamobio. Missi wama mengwa, wama man say ya. Mima wa mobio, ewa mamengwa. Clap your hands and give him glory this morning. Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. I stand here to give God the glory for your life and that of your family. I bless his name for his goodness. We want to thank God for our crusade team, Crusade Team 2022. The advanced team have been camping in two communities, one by the name Unyansana and one by the name Yauma. We have been there for over a week now by the grace of God, and we have been having our three-day crusade. Today is going to be the fourth day, and we are inaugurating Alabaster International Ministry Unyansana and Yauma in that place. Say a good amen. But I want to thank God for the life of everybody who attended the crusade, traveling deep in the night. We traveled almost 2.5 hours in, 2.5 hours out, and sometimes very late in the night, in the middle of nowhere. But the providence and covering of God has been our portion. We give him glory for life and the grace and unction to be able to do what we are doing for him. Are you clapping? Give him glory. Say a good amen. I thank God for all of you. You are looking amazing, and I give him the glory that from January until now, his mercies are keeping you and his love is surrounded you. The Bible said his banner over you is love. Are you clapping? Are you clapping? Yeah. Let me thank God for your children, the covering and victory that God has placed on their lives. It's overwhelming and amazing. I thank God for every provision that he has given you this year. I thank God for the protection that he has granted you this year. And I give God the glory that in all things you have emerged victorious. Somebody give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Whilst we are also standing, I would love to read our foundation scripture to you. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter 28 and the 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Actually, I'm king can ye me free Johann in Sempa. It's a idum, you know, he more yet to you, no, and yet to no backo. And Sempano said, Johann, it's a brain, and it's a idum, you know, he more yet to you, no, and yet to no backo. A tiffy actually, and they said, and quite if free woman, see Hila for be or no more. What about fashion? I seen him so about the sorry. One will bear Philip who free beside I walk Galilee and in chamber catcher and they said, Ubra, your person, you know, yes, who will bear Philip who free beside I walk Galilee and in chamber catcher and they said, Mura. So having read you that, and since this is an English service, I intentionally read that particular version in three just for the building of understanding this morning. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th through to the 36th verses, the Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares." The Bible said, "For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." May the Lord bless the reading of this word. Say a good amen. Amen. I started a series that I called Arrow of Balaam. And tonight, this particular morning is the 9th edition of that particular series. I will be finishing it up next Sunday, which is the 10th edition, and I bring it to a close. But when I started, I quoted a scripture from 2 Samuel chapter 2 Samuel chapter 2, I think, verse number 22. Maybe 1 Samuel, rather. 1 Samuel. It's not part of my notes, just helping the people who have joined me and just wanting to build from that particular fear. You know, chapter 2, verse 22. The Bible said, "And Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel." And the Bible said, "And how they lay with the women that assembled." Put this in GNT and let me be able to build it. Can you push my sound up, please? Eli was now very old and kept hearing about everything that his sons were doing to the Israelites, and that they were even sleeping with the women who worked at the entrance to the tent of the Lord's presence. In the 23rd verse, "So he said to them, 'Why are you doing these things? Everybody tells me about the evil you are doing.'" And then in the 24th verse, he says, "Stop it. Stop it, my sons!" Exclamated. In other words, when he came to the scene, he did a rebuke, a godly rebuke. But God was not expecting a rebuke to people that were sleeping with people that were serving at the door of the Lord's presence. What he was expecting was that they must be replaced. What God expects from the New Testament church, when people go out of order, we put them out, we put them back in order. And one of the ways by which we put people in order is to homicide. Do it! It is an art of the New Testament church. Will be our, sorry, let me use, you know, the worshippers, for example, who climb this altar and then to come and sing and minister unto God. If they do anything contrary to God's word, they are removed from the altar, from their position, from their assignment immediately. Then we begin a 12-month restoration process. Let's restore them back in love, back to where they were. If they humble themselves enough and go through, you know, the recovery process or the, you know, restoration process, we put them back on track. If they refuse godly discipline and training, the Bible said, hand them over to Satan. That is the instruction of the word of God. Hand them over to Satan. Then let them suffer the ramification for their rebellion and disobedience. And so God was not expecting just stop it. God was expecting that the rebuke should be able to also have the form of removing people from office so that the other people can learn as a precedence of godliness. And so when he says, stop it, my sons, the Bible made it very clearly, you know, stop it. This is an awful thing that the people of the Lord are talking about. Stop it. So this particular thing is where I have started building, you know, the discourse of this particular series. And before you sit down, I talked about that there were three streams of Balaam. Balaam's name have been mentioned in a couple of verses of the scripture. But the sphere of which they talked about, the first was the doctrine of Balaam, which was, you know, we derive that in Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 13. The Bible said, for I know thy works and how and where thou dwellest, that, you know, even where Satan's seed is, and thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied the faith, even those days where wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, where the Bible said, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against you, because thou hast there with you the people that hold the doctrine of Balaam and taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things that have been sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. Then the Bible talks about the way of Balaam in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 15. The Bible said, wherefore they have forsaken the right way, and they have gone astray according to the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Then my main cause, the error of Balaam, Jude chapter 1 and verse number 11. Jude is only one chapter, the 11th verse. The Bible said, woe unto them, for they have gone. All the scripture is pointing out. They have gone. They have gone astray. They have gone away. In other words, they have deviated, digressed, backslided. They have, you know, slipped, making sure the people of God remain on track. They have gone astray into the way of Cain and have run greedily after the arrow of Balaam for a reward or for a bribe, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. And so I have built up on this, talking about too many arrows: the arrow of greed, the arrow of carnality, the arrow of, you know, lies and deception, the arrow. I have built it up, you know, through many arrows. Now here this morning I want to talk to you about the arrow of waste. The arrow of waste. I have not been in the ministry for too long. 23 years is not too long. Close of this year will be 24 years. It's not too long. Because I have people like my mother, Christy Doteta, who has been in the faith preaching the gospel for 45 to 46 years. I have people like my father, Stephen Stanley Mensah, who have been doing the same. We have people like the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williamson, Dr. Mensah Otterbell, and people like that who have been in the faith close to 50 years. Therefore, 23 to 24 years is not long. But what I have realized is, sitting on the bench and observing, I have come to a realization, ladies and gentlemen, how people waste away. Wasting away. Just waste away. And so I want to talk to you about that arrow. And then we can be able to run from there. Let me read two different scriptures to you. And right after that, I can allow you to take a seat. Luke chapter 15 in verse number 10 and 11. Luke chapter 15, the 15th chapter itself, talks about three lost things that, you know, are recovered. The first is the lost sheep. The second is the lost coin. And then the lost son or the prodigal son. Now, when you get to verse number 10, the Bible said, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. Look at verse number 11. And then he started a parable by saying, he said, a certain man had two sons. And then the younger of them said to the father, Father, give me my portion of goods that falleth to me. In other words, that particular culture or custom by the Jews, when a man has children, he does not wait till he dies to part to them his inheritance. Whilst he is alive, he is supposed to give the children capital. Any father among the Jews, you are supposed, when the son is 18 years old, you are supposed to give your son capital to start his own life. If she is a daughter, you are supposed to give the daughter capital. How I wish we can adopt that thing in our custom also, where our fathers give us capital by 18 years old so that we can be able to track our own path. This is why the Syrians and Turkish Lebanese that lives in Ghana by 18 years old, they pull a capital of at least $1 million to their children. This is why you see family businesses all over this nation. There are a group of people that I know, a particular group of people, for the sake of discretion, I will not mention their name. Their grandfather started a furniture company that grew to be one of the best furniture companies. His sons went into real estate, building properties, and one son went into fabrication of windows and doors, aluminium windows and doors. Another son went into the fabrication of block and beams. They were the first company in this country that blocks brought about block and beam floors, you know. And then another son went into the supply of stones and sand quarry. They operate a quarry in this particular country. Then the grandchildren started companies like plumbing companies. Then they started another grandchild started another company, and the company was dealing with kitchen cabinets and you know, walk-in enclosures and things like that, bed and furniture within. So one particular family, by the time you are buying a house, your money is spread among the family. Your money is spread among them. Commonwealth. The wealth is common to them. Say a good amen. Yeah. As I'm sitting here looking at the same scripture that we are reading, he said, Father, give me, you know, my portion. So he said, give me my capital. I'm 18 years old and let me begin life. The Bible said, and he divided unto them his leaven. In the 13th verse, the Bible said, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together that the capital that he has received and took his journey into a far country, and they wasted his substance. Put this in a different version. In this version, at that particular point, he said, and he went to a country far, far away where he wasted his money in reckless living. Reckless living. Reckless living. Can you put this in my language just for the sake of understanding? You know, the Bible says, "Wetu kwangu echichira sasibi so." You know, eho ena okobo akushi. Branwa okobo yeno eyakushibra. Put it back in English and let me allow these lovely people to take their seats whilst I read NLT. In NLT, listen to exactly how he says. And the Bible said, and he moved to a distant land, and there he wasted all his money in wild living. Allow me to read the last scripture and then you are on your seat. John chapter 6 and verse number 1. John the 6th chapter, the first verse, the Bible said, after these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And the Bible said very clearly in the verse number 2, he said, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. In the third verse, the Bible said, and Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. The Bible continued to talk about in the fourth verse, focus place, and the Passover feast, a feast of the Jews was nigh. In the fifth verse, the Bible said, and when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto them, Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these people may eat? In the next verse, he said, and this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he was about to do or what he will do. And Philip answered, 200 and penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. In the 8th verse, Jesus, he said, and rather one of his disciples, Andrea, Simon Peter's brother, said unto Christ, there is a little boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among all these many people? And so Jesus said, make them sit down. Let the men sit down. Now, the Bible said there were much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. What Jesus started doing was bringing structure, system. We are going to share food, but it must be done in an orderly fashion. It has to be done. So they sat now in groups, hundreds, 50s, 20s, 10s, 5s, and then he was able to demarcate a structure and a system by which they can be effectively demarcate the food. If I want to share something right now and there is no structure, somebody will take one of the gift and go back and hide it and come back and take another one. Jesus wanted to avoid all the chaotic, you know, pandemonium, and therefore said, let them sit down. Structure. I see Christians do business without structure. When President Kufuor was a president, that was something that I realized about him. He can gather all his ministers and all his functional DCs, MCs at Gimpa. Every year, it was a presidential training. And he will be training his ministers. Then they will know what to do. Look at how people are messing up in Africa because they are directionless. No systems, no structure. This structure I'm talking about does not only apply to leadership in church and nation and stuff like that. It also applies, listen to this, it also applies to your home. The father of the home or the husband, the head of the home, wives and children. There must be order in that particular house. Structure and systems. When there are no structure and system, children can go out 11 p.m. at night and do not know when to even return. People will sleep from morning till 10 o'clock in the morning and does not know time to sleep and time to wake up because there is no order and there is no structure. You may be seated in the presence of God. I'm taking too much time with the introduction. May the Lord bless you. Say a good amen. I welcome all of you to church. This is the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. We are live on Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM. This morning, we're also live on Obatampa Radio, 92.5. Live on television, online. I give God the glory for the life of everyone. Say a good amen. The scripture back, let us continue. And then here, the Bible said, they said, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them. Jesus didn't give the bread to them himself. He is showing leadership pattern. So he took the bread to the disciples, and the disciples to the people. Order in structure, rank and file, a hierarchy, an organogram has been put in place. He is disseminating how leadership should be. So he is even teaching teaching us the principles of delegation, prioritizing, budgeting, staffing, you know, and things like that, planning. He is bringing all these things in place. And so he took the bread to the disciples and the disciples to the people. And the Bible said, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fish as much as they would. In the 12th verse, the Bible said, and when they were filled, he said to the disciples, please gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing may be lost. In other words, Jesus does not throw food away. They only eat what they can. Look at the quantity of rice that is going into the bin. Then, what about baby? You know, send him and go. So he is teaching us certain principles here. Gather the fragments that nothing may be lost. I have sat down and looking through the scriptures and looking through history and looking through my generation, I have seen five kinds of waste. Five kinds of waste. Today, you are here for the eternal word of God, and I will not miss the opportunity to speak to you truth. Truth. The first kind of waste, ladies and gentlemen, is the waste of life. It's an error of Balaam. I have sat down and see how people are wasting their lives. In places where we go to have crusades, like the crusade I had at Circle, I saw a lot of lives being wasted away. How people using tramadol and cannabis, cocaine, heroin, wasting their lives. Like this. What a waste. Therefore, I am here trying to speak to you about errors. I see a young lady who comes up, and because you have a vagina and two breasts and you have hips and butts, your parents are talking to you, trying to help you, guide you in the way of eternal life. But no, you want to waste your life with a useless young man who is visionless and clueless, or tosawa, and waste you, and then feels you are of no use to him. He dumps you. Then you already have three or four children without being married. Then you are now going to struggle as a single mother to take care of these children through university. Now, it means that the foundation was weak, because the Bible said, if the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? And so I see how people waste their life. And oftentimes, the waste of life, they refine and define it as, we are having fun. Fun was what Sodom and Gomorrah wanted to have. And so the Bible said, as the days of Noah were, so shall be the days of the Son of Man. Also, there will be a waste. The Bible said they ate and they drank. And so the partying is part of us. We want to just have fun. Fun. I sat down and look at how life has been wasted. You know, when I sit and I look at how people are wasting life with adultery, perversion, you know, chaos. I see planes fly from Dubai and land here at Kotoka, and university girls, the ones you call our future leaders, they fly those planes to, you know, Dubai on Thursday night, sometimes on Friday morning, and they are there by Friday late afternoon or evening, and they go to the nightclubs and be wasted with their bodies. Their parents are home and think my baby is in school, but yet the child is in Dubai. They come, they can do that for one full year and buy a Mercedes G-Wagon and bring it to Accra, and they are driving, and the church girl is sitting here envying that girl. What a waste. Many girls already are driving every day in sanitary towels. Because they have discharge daily. I see the waste on a daily basis. The error of Balaam that is going on, listen to me. You are going to be able to sit down and look at things that concerns you, and so that you are not going to be 45 and look back and have many regrets. The bigger regret is even going to be after your death, when you realize that you have missed God. That will be where the bigger regret, that is where it's going to be. So I'm looking at how people, these young men, can just go and say that we want to be rich overnight. And they are sleeping in coffins, sleeping in a cemetery, sleeping with mad women and all stuff like that. All in the name of money. Waste. Lives have been wasted, including that of preachers. There's a particular preacher, you know, and because, you know, the Bible has said when King Saul died, David lifted a lamentation and said, let this not be published in Gath, let not it be said in Ashkelon. May not the Philistines hear this. When holy and mighty people fall, David said, we should not talk about it. It is a disgrace and an indictment to the oil and to the grace of God and to the kingdom of Jesus Christ and to his throne. Don't even talk about it. I saw a preacher who went to prison in London when I was living there. You know how he lived his life with a wild life and a reckless, hopeless, useless kind of spending, you know, flouting the laws of the United Kingdom. He could buy a Rolex watch, 100,000 pounds every week, and you know, boast of these things and how he could boast of flashy things and all stuff like that. Worldliness, until he was thrown into jail, flouting all charity rules. What a waste of life. How would you want the people who used to attend that church to say, my pastor is in jail? Really? When the man of God is supposed to be an example? When the man of God is supposed to be a model? When the man of God, if we want knowledge, his mouth should be what? Should provide that kind of knowledge. So the first kind of waste, waste of life. Number two, the waste of grace. I see on a daily basis how grace, the grace of God, Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give it. I have seen how people have wasted the grace of God. It starts when sometimes I look at it. A move of God, you know, could see an anointed person, could do an amazing things for the Lord. And at the end, I saw one here at Race Course. I saw another at Kaswa. I saw another at Medina Kochi Group. I saw another, you know, at Tema Ashiaman. I saw another at Tema Newtown. How people wasted the grace of God. Like Samson. Like Saul. Wasted the grace of God. Because this generation that is emerging does not submit to anybody. Mama Comfort, we are bishops of our own, apostles, archbishops of our own. We have created our own ecumenical body. We are even cardinals. Very soon, the charismatic church will have their own pope. Yes! Because we do not have a sense of understanding of how the move and the grace of God is, and how simple the anointing, the simplicity of the anointing and the order of God is. It is so sad, my you know, people. I sit here and I am looking at how people can go to Cantamanto and buy a castle and buy a rod, ecclesiastical rings, ecumenical robes and cassocks, and put them on and bring people from the internet and come and say that you are an apostle of grace, apostle of fire, apostle over demons, apostle over whatever, apostle over money, apostle over favor, apostle over whatever. There are people without even a single church, and they are bishops. Bishop over what? Look at the number of churches Dr. Christy Dotete has. She is not a bishop. Don't you think that the number of churches Pastor Mensah Otabel pastors, he rather should be a bishop? But he does not even want to be referred to as reverend. Pastor, all these years. Flattery titles. The Bible said, when a man boasts of a false gift, he is like clouds without rain and wells without water. They are boasting of something which is illusory. It doesn't exist. Yeah. Many people who call themselves prophets in this nation are empty air. Empty air. God has never, called them even two. Look at even lawyers. The Ghana Legal Counsel can be able to call you to the bar before you can be referred to as a practicing lawyer. How much more the things of God and the grace of God? And this is why, there is a group of people who are referring to, Matthew chapter 23, verse number 9. They refer to that particular course of the scripture. Put it on the screen. The Bible said, call no man, your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. They have made a doctrine out of this and say that you cannot call anybody your spiritual father. But they have forgotten, very interestingly, how the Bible picks up 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 14. He said, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. In the next verse, he said, interestingly, he said, for though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yes, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Put this in a different version. In this version, the Bible said, for even if you have 10,000 guardians in your Christian life, you have only one father. For in your life, in union with Christ, I, Paul, I have become your father by bringing the good news to you. So you cannot, just begin to read this literally and bring a meaning out of it. This is why when people go to Bible school, they teach them things like hermeneutics, homiletics, apologetics, exegesis, human dynamics, and things like that to be able to correctly interpret the scriptures. That is why they have things like concordance, lexicons, and references, so that you can be able to know the people who wrote the scriptures, what were exactly the things that they were talking about. The Bible was originally written in Hebrew, then to Greek, Aramaic, Latin, English, and then before it comes to our languages. And whilst they were doing the interpretation or doing the translations, you should be able to know there are some words that are synonymous words, some words that are close by words, Septuaginta words and all stuff like that. And so when you are going to, before you can be able to get the real and the true meaning of the scriptures, you will have to go to the root etymological words to be able to derive the real meaning of the scripture. And so when people just take a day and talk about father, both scriptures have the word father, but the Hebrew and the Greek has so many words for father. So which one are you referring to? God is named as Ab or Abba. These are two words I have mentioned. Ab or Abba. First, letter in the Hebrew alphabet, it refers to God, number one. The Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse number 4, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is number one. He cannot be replaced as number two or number three. He is number one. God is number one. And so the first word in the Hebrew alphabet is Ah, which is God, number one. When he was using also that particular word, call no man your father. One only is in heaven. The heavenly father is the overall Lord, the overlord of your life. Now, the one I read in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 14, the Greek word is pata, which means father. It refers to a coach, a life coach, a mentor, a coach. Somebody in your life who can tell you, Jai Jimina. Everybody needs somebody like that in their lives. I remember when I was going to travel to Kumasi for my first crusade. My mother, Christiana Dotete, knowing the way I preach and how, you know, when I get by the microphone, I become a different person. She called me home and said to me, Kofi, I warn you. Dad! Whilst you are going to Kumasi, be careful. There are certain areas, don't touch. Your ministry is widely accepted by the elderly, the young, and everybody. Please, don't be carried away. Somebody like that should be in your life. And so for the people who say that, I don't need any spiritual father, whatever, when they are falling, their fall is big. Because there is no life coach. Let me tell you, I don't care the mistakes the fathers of this land have done. Their mistakes is your lessons. So you need them to not to make the same mistakes. You can clap those hands. The drivers who drive to Kumasi, they know where all the big potholes are. One day we were driving to Kumasi in the night, you know, myself and Sylvester. We were driving around 11, almost 12 to Kumasi. We hit a big hole. It was not a pothole. It was a big hole, you know. And I said, my God, our two tires should be burst. When we went, we stopped immediately in the middle of the road. And both tires were okay. But if it was any other saloon car or any other 2x4 or I possibly, it will not only be the busting of ties, it will be the somersaulting of the vehicle, you know. But the people who drive in the night, they know that hole. So when they get to that area, they avert it. There are people who have traveled the way you want to travel. They know where all the holes are. They can be able to tell you, don't go this way, don't go that way. Why do you want to despise such a person and feel I have an anointing of my own? I can do it by myself. You know, pride goes before a fall. And in a multitude of counselors, the Bible said there is safety. I'm talking to the wise only. You can clap those hands in the house of God and give them glory. The waste of grace. Then, number three, the waste of opportunities. I have sat down and Dorinda, I have seen how opportunities came to us and we wasted it. Like the opportunity that came to Black Stars to go to the World Cup. Remember, there were better teams than us who didn't go to the World Cup. Better teams that, like Egypt, they are a better team than us. Better teams like Nigeria, they are a better team than us. They did. When Nkechi led the Nigerian team to win the AFCON, you could see very clearly, these people were not joking. We had an opportunity to go to World Cup. We wasted it. It was a waste. You carried almost over $8 million to the World Cup. And you didn't even come with a calabash. What a waste! You did not even come with a calabash. The winning qualification of World Cup, that I told Didi, I said, I wish I had audience with our president. I would have told him, FIFA say, Yemma. Yemma. Last week, the president of Tanzania canceled the celebration of independence. The president of Tanzania is a woman. She canceled the celebration of independence. That celebration was going to cost the nation. Listen to what I'm about to say. The celebration was going to cost the nation $50 million. She canceled it and turned that money into children's education. You have an opportunity. Don't waste it. Sitting in a good church is an opportunity. Sitting in a good church is an opportunity. And one of the things is that people don't like this opportunity. They want baby a yibi buno kotana we so anajo wrongna power to us a fewim vudi vudi tiemu esiye watamfu nabi wunkwasiade na yeniji hon kwasia kwanchere in any penny hon. When you are sitting with a good man, it's an opportunity. With a good woman as your wife, that is an opportunity. Am I talking to the wise only? It's an opportunity. Don't waste it. The biggest mistake I can do in my life is to waste my marriage. I have been blessed by one of the best wives in the world. A woman. Don't waste it! Yeah. I cannot make a straight sentence without my Didi. 3 days ago, I said to her, you are like the roots of a plant. Without the roots, it cannot stand. Yeah. You are an example to women. Among the Christians, you are a Christian. You are a Christian. Make sure your life are you Christian. BBC. So I am going to stand here and say, you know, we did we have fun power. We have fun power. Some fools and what you know. I'm abusing the opportunity. I'm wasting the opportunity. And oftentimes, people, you know, when you have good things and good people and good opportunities, you don't see it until you lose it. Yeah. I'm talking to the wise only. Now, your children are opportunity. It's up to you how you handle them. You amount to nothing. You are speaking against your own future. Look in the eyes of your child and say, my professor, I called one of my baby your excellency, president of Ghana. He went to school when he was a baby, and the teacher was asking, what do you want to do? He said, I am the president of Ghana. He didn't say, I want to be the president. So from that day, we have called him Mr. President. Up till he has grown up, look in the eyes of your children and tell them, you know, my professor, my surgeon, my doctor, my preacher, my prophet, instead of telling them useless things, clap those hands. Give God the glory in the house of God. I cannot deal with it all, but let me finish with the waste of resources. The waste of resources. There are people sitting here. If you sit down and put pen to paper from January till now, you will realize you have wasted money. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, first we'll be any so what ten can have we need die? We need us ourselves. We want us our feet. We're trying to mass sex this year. What a waste! What a waste! What a waste! Judas sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. That money he never enjoyed. That money he never enjoyed. The Bible said he threw it back to the people who gave it. The people said, we don't want it. They took it and bought a field and called that field a field of blood. To today, nobody lives there. It's a cursed land. The opportunities that God has given this nation is overwhelming. Gold, bauxite, diamonds, timber. We have all kinds of woods. Shedia. Dawoma, Isa, Nyenya, Redwood, Rosewood. We have all kinds. Chenchen, you know, Sapele, Udumwawa. Name them! We have it. We have salt. We have people who are very, very sharp, brainy, bright minds. Yet, look at how we are struggling. Because I just told you that president of Tanzania channeled money to children's education. And we are here. Go to Kolebu and you will realize that how we have been so cruel to ourselves. The day I went to visit Mr. Dinsey, the third time, in medical, one of the floors at medical, the level two or whatever, when I climbed to that particular place, the first thing that met me were mosquitoes. Lots of them. Mosquitoes. Lots of mosquitoes. And then he was telling me, I want to wee wee, but I can't go. I said, why? He said, the toilets are bad. The man is in hospital, but he is far away from comfort or therapy. I don't want to talk about the wicked character and attitude of some of the doctors and nurses. I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about machinery and equipment and resources and nature. nation that exports cocoa in raw beans. What even a waste that is. You are exporting to people and they sell it and process it and come and sell it back to you. Then when you finish, you queue up at the American embassy that you want visas to travel. You queue up at the British embassy. When the American embassy said they have blocked visas to Ghana, our leaders were shaking like headless chickens because they want to go there with their children and with their girlfriends. Therefore, they were begging. Why can't we even challenge the exorbitant fees which these embassies are charging ordinary Ghanaians? Visa fees now, do you know where it stands? Why can't we have a dialogue and a brainstorming with us that our people cannot pay? And also, why is it that when they refuse a person visa, they don't refund their money back to that person? You don't want to give me visa, give me back my money. Wickedness from all these embassies, and our leaders are sitting down in a wasteful proclivity and propensity. The reason is because we have no sense of love or patriotism for our people. I'm closing the service, but what a waste of resources. The people can do a 3,000 Ghana, human, Peruvian, Brazilian, and come and give 2 cedis at the altar of God. And you are asking me why God is not blessing you? You can give, 35 cedis to the Uber driver, 50 to 100 cedis to the Yango driver. And you come here and dump 1 cedi on the Lord. Is that not dishonor? Is that not disrespect? And you are thinking that the grace of God will be your portion. Ain't gonna happen, baby. I'm talking to the world. You can clap those hands. Waste! We have wasted so many things, including resources. Yeah, wasted so many things. When sometimes when I sit down and we have a funeral of a preacher and they take the microphone and say, we know our brother is gone, but he has little children. Let's raise money for his children. What kind of nonsense is that? Raise money! For his children, what was he doing all this life? All this time, what was the preacher doing? Sister, a come and it died. The here da woho, da bone woho. It yenya bibia yenini na. Tia di amikachira. Christo no awati umu no ono, no chire chire. I've told you, if you can give God 10%, give yourself 10% of every income that comes to you. Accumulated over years, you are a billionaire. We don't have discipline. We don't have it. And you call yourself Christians? I am asking everybody in this place, by the time your children are getting ready to go to university, that is not when you are begging for money. This is the time. So single women that are sitting here who are not married, they should be saving for their children's education now whilst they are not married. I'm talking to the wise. You know what this is? This is beginning your sit down, taking of stock over the year and making resolutions. Sit down! Now check it. What you have been able to do with your life this year? What have you been able to do with your life this year? We will announce you, Akachem, so you Christ. Then I will believe you. So what is the first waste? The waste of life. Number two, the waste of grace. Number three, the waste of opportunities. Yeah. Number four, let me tell you the last one and then I will close. The waste of time and seasons. Will be our validity period. Like football or modeling. Once you hit a particular age, you can't do it anymore. Don't waste your time. I'm looking at some of these, secular musicians, gospel musicians, all of them together. When I look at them, I see a lot of waste. The other day, I was speaking to the Tegu sisters many years ago, a few years ago when they came here. And I was saying, I said, ma, you should be able to conduct a forum when you bring all these young ladies and gentlemen who are now learning and coming up in the gospel music fraternity or ministry and be able to teach them, help them, guide them. The reason is because a lot of them are wasting away. I look at the secular musicians and they write songs that is this a song? Can your children sing this nonsense? Is this a song? People are writing classics that can last for 100 years. Look at Charles Wesley, you know, write songs. Captain of Israel host and God, yeah, all for who seek the land. It's a classic. This song has been close to 400 years. You are still singing it. Classics. Is this a song? You are talking nonsense. What a waste. You have an opportunity. Look at how you are wasting it. Clap your hands for the Lord. Tell me the truth. A waste of time and seasons. Me, this morning, I can boldly tell my president, help your government not to waste the time and the season. This time and the season, your excellency, once it passes away, to reclaim this is going to be very difficult. I drove on the road from Amasaman 3 Junction and we went to a community by the name Unyansana and Yaoma. Let me use the opportunity to thank the chiefs of Unyansana and Yaoma who have been so kind to us. Me? You may join you. I'm not joining. The road! I'm asking, are these not part of Ghana? Are they not part of Ghana? When I'm driving at East Legon, Cantonments, Labone. Yeah. But these ones, nobody thinks of them. I'm asking, at least let the assembly go and at least grade the place. And I sit here. Let me tell you some of the waste of this nation. The opening of the toll booths. What a waste. For one solid year. Tracks from Burkina Faso, tracks from Togo, tracks from places, driving on our streets for free. What a waste. What a waste! I'm talking to this government right now. What a waste. All this wasted. And then, another decision. We arrest people doing galamse, and we pour petrol on their excavators and burn them. What a waste. You don't even have graders to grade roads. Wise thing is take the excavator and sell it. And then use the money to buy a grader or a payloader and use it to work. There are many assemblies who don't have excavators. Give it to them. What a waste to burn an excavator and you have bad roads. What a waste! Sometimes I feel, are we okay? Are we fine? Are we fine? I can correctly say we are not fine. We are sick. We are very, very sick. I'm telling this government and the opposition, both of you, this generation will chase you. I'm standing on this altar and you are all witnesses. One day, a people will come and bring this Rhodes minister and his accomplices to jail. You will say, I told you. There is a heartless generation. You may be an old man dying. They will still put They will bundle you and throw you in jail for causing financial loss to the state. Just like what you did to, you know, Victor Salomon. Somebody is coming to do the same thing to you. If somebody had told me, like, Blaise Campari will be going to jail for life, I wouldn't believe. But what he did to Thomas Sankara has come back as a ripple effect. What a man soweth, exactly he will reap. Thank you. Nya sofu bi say no ka council of state mo. Ye pa sofu to ompehwe afiri mo nchen. Only the truth. Okure. Your Excellency, say we am wa twekwa echi. Fadiebiana Mira. There are Ghanaians who are working for other nations. Why can't they come and work here? Why? Look at this Arsenal player who is playing for the British national team. Yeah. Abo is we any dear mama Ghana. Da. Unim Yesubain. Would it be here, Kevin Prince? What in? Would you not call Papa Chance? Kevin, don't go. And here. Tom, I'm not blaming now, Kelvin Prince Boateng. Or by any you are not about Germany team, no. Or when we share, we say, oh, Grover, no. I am you, Grover, no. Omo you pull him down, say, ni din, dinatem, and unu omo ni moho. Say, ni din. Mami police, I was so heartbroken. We traveled to Adam, myself and my mother, whilst we were traveling, Sylvester driving. We met almost like six stops of police breaks. He stopped and I said to the officer, stop. He stopped. First one, the person, hey, what are you for? And then the obey and physically and spiritually. You met a prophet of God and that was all you could say. What a waste. That was an opportunity to receive a benediction for generations of your bloodline. You only wanted few CDs. What a waste. Everybody who stopped us, it was for money. Your boys are here. Nonsense. Your boys are here for what? Your boys are here. I'm telling the IGP, Doc. People are bringing dishonor to this profession. We met two stops at Yahoma Road. Obaba akota the police in him. What a waste. Look at this here. Something they call her something Bruni. Not Seva, something Bruni. Well, a young lady that was electrocuted and died. All they did is that when they play music, these girls come to the platform with Amma Bruni without dress. Then they raise their dress and people are filming it. What a waste of life. She had finished doing this. She was stepping down the stage. She stepped upon a naked wire. Instant judgment. She was electric. She died. What a waste of life. What a waste. Put two hands on your heart. Somebody say, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Now, can you allow only your right hand to be on your heart? Play the national anthem. Let's make intercession for the nation. Can you stretch your hands on Ghana's colors on the altar of the Lord this morning and please pray for Ghana. Father, in the name of Jesus, as your people are crying out, can I hear your voice, please? As your people are crying out, heal our land. Heal our land. Deliver this nation from the hands of people who have no love for the people. Save us. Be merciful and gracious to us. Deliver us from the error of waste. Deliver us from the error of waste. Be accountable for 40 years, nothing to show for. Every dance, be I a boy, no namuasiye. What a waste. Heal our land. I pray for my president. Grant him the covering, the protection, the favor. Build a hedge of fire around him, the first lady and the first family. And grant his stewardship and tenor of office or stewardship. Grant him a favorable tenor. But let His Excellency know we will account for everything entrusted to us. Let His Excellency know to whom much is given, a lot more is required. And let Your Excellency know that You are the judge. Let Your Excellency and His team know that righteousness exalts a nation and sin is a reproach to any people. I ask you to heal the economy of this nation. I want to back the IMF deal with prayer. Help us secure a deal. Just us, if we are not able to, we will run into a steep financial barrenness and famine. So help us. And also give us the fiscal discipline to be able to protect what belongs to the public. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray for the prisoner at Nsawem, Osha Fort, James Fort, Anchor Fort, Kumasi Central, and all other prisons and police cells. Heal, oh God, I pray. Heal the hearts of those men and women. Grant them the grace. In Jesus' name. This morning, you are the God of vengeance. I ask you to chase the shooters of that woman at Caprice. Chase the shooters of the people that killed Honorable Echo Hayford. The killers of J.B. Dankwa Edu. Follow until you consume the killers of Mark Ofori and Marcus at Sogakope. I declare in the name of Jesus, bring justice, for righteousness and judgment are the foundations of your throne. I give you thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Please, this is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. Thank you for fellowshipping with us. Our next service is the F5 service that starts at 9 o'clock. If you are living by any of our branches, not Kaneshi near Alabas, not Kaneshi near CMB Flas in Alabasta International School, please fellowship with us at 9 o'clock. Santor is Legon, Santor Road, next to the OK Block Factory. We are there fellowshipping at 10 o'clock. Pantine Junction, next to the Greater Grace Hospital, fellowshipping at 10 o'clock. Dansuman, fellowshipping. Yauma, today we are having an inaugural service. And Achiaman, you will be, you know, having a great time. Don't miss that. In Sawem, we are just by the nurse's quarters. Ladies and gentlemen, it will be a privilege to have you at our branch in London. And so please don't miss that. At the Middle Park Community Center, Manchester, Eltham, London. You know, don't miss that one. The grace of God will be your portion. You want to join us for our offering? 0249 80 9911. That's 0249 80 9911 or 0592296667. That's 0592296667. Next Sunday is going to be our annual Thanksgiving at the morning services, first and second. We will be bringing fragrant worship and praise before the Lord. It's going to be an all-white service and a celebration in the presence of Almighty God. Let me use opportunity to tell everybody that our End Time College of Ministry, Alabaster End Time College of Ministry, is now open for our seventh batch, and we are asking anybody who wants to be trained for ministry to call the ministry lines and also be enrolled. The Lord bless you. From all of us here at Alabaster International Ministry, Isaac and Comfort Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano in Accra, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs becomes automatic. I love you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.